Why is it a meat locker in here?
I have my jacket on. Like,
good thing I have a bra on.
Why is that?
Because we'd be cutting glass. It is really cold in here.
I know, all of a sudden, I don't know what's going on, but
it's freezing.
Oh, it's cold and it's warm outside.
Welcome to the Star 92.9 Ladies Meat Locker.
Literally what we're going to call it today.
Yeah.
It is right. Episode like 22 or 23. We're like moving
along. I think it's 23.
Is it?
Yep.
Wow. Nice.
Yep. I mean, I can look back, but I don't have time.
All right. So I want to thank whoever who brought the apple pie.
Yeah. Who brought that in?
I think the boss man did. Yeah.
Oh, did the wife make it?
No, I think his neighbor did.
Oh, man. Oh, it's definitely homemade. You can tell.
So it's good.
Yeah, you know how it's that time of year with all the apples.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, we had our little apple field trip.
That was really fun doing apple picking.
Yep, I had 3 apples for lunch. or in Mary's case, I rented 3 apples for lunch.
That's what I did yesterday.
Oh, no.
Literally.
Ew.
You know, sometimes it's a good thing. It's a needed thing sometimes, or I'm going to say it right out there.
There's nothing like an apple pie. I can't make pie. That's my thing.
I was going to say, speaking of that, that is one thing that I can do when it comes to baking. I make a really good apple pie.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, although that one might be, that one has me challenged. Mm-hmm. I got a good apple pie recipe. I make a really nice flaky crust. I make a really good flaky crust and a very tasty, sweet apple filling.
I think we need to challenge that. I think we need to see it and experience it to really fully appreciate and judge upon the greatness.
I won an apple pie contest one time.
Sweet.
Nice.
Because of in Brattleboro when I was living in southern Vermont.
See, that's my thing is I can't make a crust to save my life. So I'll buy like either the frozen ones or the ones you roll out. So I go straight for like crisp. Like that I know how to make.
The apple crisps are so tasty though. They are good.
Not a pie maker. Cupcakes,
really?
Cakes, absolutely. Pie. Mm-mm.
So like, what is one thing that would be award winning that you could make? Would it be the cupcakes?
Oh, it would be my bundt cake.
Oh, what is that?
Yeah,
tell me
it's called crack cake.
Okay.
Okay, you have my
and
attention.
The two secret ingredients are white wine and butter.
Oh my!
So yeah,
what? Did you bring that?
Ew.
I have brought that in for you guys.
Have
before.
I had that? Mm-hmm. I think I have
wine in cake.
So it you know, obviously the alcohol burns off when you make it, but it's just like it's the sweetness of the white wine and the butter. And
is it like a vanilla cake? Was there a flavor to it?
It's a vanilla cake.
And then what do you drizzle on it?
So when the vanilla cake comes out and it's hot, and you do add wine to the cake. You melt a stick of butter, a cup of sugar, and a half a cup of white wine.
Oh my.
And then when the cake comes out hot, you poke it and you just continue to pour that over and over again until it soaks into the cake overnight.
So good.
And it's,
you know, I don't recall that tastes like. I think you need
to make
she
that.
Over here is like, Amanda over here is like begging us to like bring
it. I'm afraid you'll have to make everything and bring it in. But one thing I cannot make is cookies.
What?
Mm-hmm. All right, let me just circle back real quick. The one thing with my crust that is different is that I use only butter, straight out butter. I don't do a combo of butter and oil and all these things for that. What's an award-winning thing that you do make, Amanda?
I literally got an award for, you remember a few years ago I made those miniature maple bacon cupcakes?
Oh yeah, with the little pieces of bacon on it?
Blue ribbon. Won at the county fair in Addison a few years ago. Yes.
Okay.
Love those.
Yep.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Those are so much fun to make. And
my
grandmother's, we call them tutus, the pie crust. You roll it up with the brown sugar and the butter.
Do you know how many of those tutus that I have eaten that you have brought in here?
A billion.
Like 22.
Because it's like two great things. It's like a cookie, but it's pie crust.
Yes.
And you pop
which
them like
I can't make.
Chips.
Yes.
I eat them like potato chips.
Yes. Pop, pop, pop. Those are really delicious.
If I show up to a family event like a Thanksgiving or a Christmas or any day that ends in Y, and I don't bring tutus, they look at me like, why'd you show up?
Right.
Why are you here without that?
The other thing that I make really good is my sun-dried tomato pesto.
Yes,
the
I've had that.
The sun-dried tomato.
I'm going to disagree with that because I've had a little bit of that, but Mary makes the best peanut butter hummus I've ever had. I mean, I will lick the container until it's like dry.
Time out. Peanut butter in hummus.
Oh.
Yeah, so it replaces.
Educate me.
It replaces the tahini. The nutty flavor comes usually from the tahini sauce. So I use peanut butter instead, and all natural peanut butter.
Like I can't.
And it doesn't taste like peanut butter. It's not like, because the thought of a peanut butter hummus, like peanut butter, but it's a certain nutty flavor that adds a little pop to the hummus.
I think I've never had that, and I think maybe you should educate us.
All right, so now hands down.
If we're going to go savory, I got to go with my chicken corn chowder.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Like Amanda said, I think we have to have some because I love me some corn chowder.
Ladies, I've never had. Potluck over here.
Literally.
Wow.
Okay, so there's our award-winning segment.